The citizens of the city of Humboldt will be receiving a letter informing them of a DNR violation by the city, but there is no need to worry. City Administrator Travis Gedkin says that the city, along with People Service Incorporated, are being required to inform the public of a violation that occurred 8 months ago at the water treatment facility. They had 12 months to inform all customers about the violation.
So the violation, as stipulated in the letter, created no concern over the quality of the drinking water. It was tested as it was required. It is safe to drink. The violation was taking a piece of equipment out of operation for maintenance and failing to notify the DNR in enough time.
The piece of equipment in question is called a turbidity unit, which simply measures materials like the minerals in the drinking water and does not do any sort of filtering.
When you take that turbidity unit out, which consistently, as water is flowing through it, takes the measurements, you then just have to take it on 4-hour intervals as opposed to having that piece of equipment that does it for you. And I really want to stress, we're not talking contaminants, we're not talking, you know, E. coli, we're talking suspended solids and stuff, minerals that exist in water.
Gedkin says that all measurements in the water are within the spectrum of safety and there is no problem with the city's drinking water.
The CCR has specific guidelines where there are a number of different things tested for drinking water. We have nothing that's actually fallen outside of the acceptable ranges, which I couldn't tell you the last time the city of Humboldt's ever had anything outside of the acceptable range. But for something that would be indicated as high, it would still be within the acceptable spectrum.
These letters were sent out late last week by the city of Humboldt to all who are on the city's water service. Those with questions can contact City Hall at 515-332-3435.